morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host. Very glad to be with you. At thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are two websites. I'd be a little less than truthful if you ask me point blank, do I feel like I got punched in the stomach? Yes, I do. I think probably people who love America, people who are Trump supporters, people all across the board, people who are pro-life, people who are hopeful about a good economic future, feel kicked in the stomach.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they probably should.
They should, yeah.
We're going to try to make sense of the news, and we got just one of the all-time icons of truth movement. I said this to G. Edward Griffith personally. You know, I told him, because he wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. And I said, it's an honor to meet you. I've met him several times, but, you know, one of the times, you know, it's really nice to get to know you and I was able to spend some time with him, get to know him a little better. It's really nice. You know, I consider that you wrote one of the five most important books of the truth movement over the last, 60, 70 years. And he said, oh, well, thank you. Which one's better? What's the top or whatever? He asked. And I said, well, number one, without question, in my mind, is None Dare Call It Conspiracy from, Gary Allen. Excuse me, Gary Allen. Larry Abraham helped them. But Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, is the most important book written in our lifetime of this truth movement. And then somewhere behind there is his book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, all about the Federal Reserve. And then somewhere in that top five also is Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Disraeli, in my mind. How she went, had such a high position in the Department of Education and was able to track down the documents and go through the Carnegie Foundation and trace the beginnings of the educational system, the changes in the educational system, and put it in point blank. Here it is. Boom, boom, boom. X, Y, Z. This is not speculation. That is one of the five most important books of the truth movement, whatever this is, over our lifetime. She is here. And she's up there, but she's still fighting. She's still sharp. She's still fighting. She's,
she was under the Reagan administration, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was in very high up in the Reagan administration. Her story about her father being in Skull and Bones, that thing is extremely interesting. I mean, she's just exceptional character. We're blessed that she's still alive, relatively sharp. Sometime we'll see what day we catch her. But, sometimes she gets a little carried away, but,
So what?
So what?
So do we.
So do we. Yeah. I got calls yesterday about you cussing yesterday out there.
I couldn't help it. I'm frustrated.
It was not a good day yesterday. We were a little bit on edge. Please forgive us. She's here. I'm so glad she's here. And, I don't want to sound morbid or sound whatever, but appreciate these people while you have them. I mean, you're literally talking about one of the most important figures in our movement.
Yeah.
Ever is going to be here, and we're really excited. So, she'll be joined second hour. News the first hour. Also, call in. I know my phone's been ringing up my personal phone. I mean, people I haven't talked to in a long time calling.
What's going on?
What's going on? Or this and that? Or are you aware of this? Are you aware of that? What are we doing? Guests, listeners, all relatives, all across the board have been calling me. So if you want to call in this morning, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. The only thing I ask you, don't wait till there's 1 minute left in the hour. Yeah. I mean, you can call in at 3 minutes left, but don't wait till 1 minute left to call, please. Yeah. If you want to call, you got a comment, you got a question, I know you're sitting there, just call.
Call.
We'll put you on hold, and if you have trouble getting through, keep calling, what have you. We'd love to hear from you, and Todd just tell me if people call. We'll just go forward with the news. We'll go.
And Linwood, if you're listening, call. I'd love to talk to you.
President Trump, you may have some time on your hands. Now you can come over for dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah, ride the UTV.
But he isn't playing golf.
He is not?
He is not.
It's winter. It's cold.
Not in Florida.
Yeah.
He's not playing. He's still in the White House.
Let's get
There's
to
a chance.
Yes, why don't you tell what, didn't Judy tell you something?
Yes, she did.
Tell the audience what Judy said.
And I know
there's a lot of hopium going around.
There is, and I'm one of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of people smoking the hopium. But, you know, she said, interesting, you know, we fasted, we prayed, we have petitioned God, we have done.
We've done our part.
We've done what we can. Yes. And, you know, us here, we've done, you know, we believe in our God, and we believe that God is with us, and what have you. Why don't you tell?
And she's a very spiritual lady. She prays a lot. You know, she gets up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. She prays for an hour, hour and a half or something like that. And she said she was feeling really good about it. And then when all this, you know, all this
TV and everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. She said, oh, man, I got a creepy feeling. And it's been going on for a couple of days. And then she got a little thing in her head that said, "Oh, ye of a little faith, Jesus was crucified and resurrected on the third day."
That's powerful.
It's powerful. I sure hope it's true.
No matter what, our spirits cannot get down.
No.
We cannot, and there's no reason we should ever let them. You know, we have joy in our heart. We have to. Mm-hmm. Where's he from, Todd? What state?
Todd.
Bueller.
Arkansas.
Yeah, Bueller. I guess he's there. Hey, Tim, you're live on the air on the power.
Okay.
I didn't know what state you were from. I was going to say the state you're from.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Arkansas.
All right, very good.
I'm an older guy, sir? And I have a little time to read the Bible. And I think I've seen a connection here that maybe some other people have picked up on. But we've heard that this COVID vaccine has the mRNA, messenger RNA in it that changes your DNA. I checked that with a physician. He said, yeah, that's what it does. And in Genesis 6, the sons of God, we're not sure who that was exactly, changed the DNA of man on the earth, and God didn't like it. And he decided to destroy the whole earth, all but Noah. And what the King James Bible says is, because he was pure, some versions say perfect, in his generations, he was a just man, that's important, and he walked with Yahweh. Means he did what Yahweh wanted him to do. Okay, now we're looking at a situation, I think, that Satan's trying to change our DNA, which is what makes us do what we do, I guess, and put us into a different situation that probably God won't like.
Well, let me ask you. Hold on one second before you. We'll talk about this a while. This is an important subject. We've had people like Sherry Tenpenny on. We've talked about it. Messenger RNA. You said you talked to a physician and asked him. Tell me about that conversation. How did that go?
Okay, this physician's he's middle-aged and quite experienced. I said, "Does RNA change the DNA?" He said, "Yes," because of course I took biology in high school, and that was a long time ago. I couldn't recall. He said, "Yes, the RNA brings information to the DNA and causes changes." Well, they've told us this is a messenger RNA vaccine. It's not changing the COVID problem in our body. It's changing our body. I don't know if people realize that.
We've talked about it on air. I think it bears repeating. It bears screaming. It bears repeating every day darn near. It bears repeating. When you found that out, you made the connection in Genesis, changing our DNA. What does that mean to you when you say this potentially may change your DNA? What comes to mind for you?
Satan has been laying this trap for a long time.
Bingo.
Human intellect didn't develop this stuff. It was a gift from the bad side. So we're walking into a trap, because... In Revelation, it says this beast person, entity, whatever, is going to deceive many. When it says many in the Bible, that means a whole bunch, if not most.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, Jesus said, when he returns, this is Luke 17:26, when he returns, it will be as in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, they were changing DNA.
That's right. They were giants.
Does that tell you we might be really close when he comes back? It does mean.
Well, we're close. Yeah, we're close to a lot of things.
A lot of, yeah.
Yeah, those birth pains are getting more rapid, aren't they?
What, when you hear, like, your I know for me, I've heard people, you know, everybody that's in my inner circle or family, they've heard from me ad nauseum about this vaccine. I mean, I'm to the point, you know, I mean, we can't be friends if you're, I mean, I've done everything, but, you know, tell them we basically can't be friends
right.
if you're going to get this vaccine. I'm begging
them. I'm at that point also with some of mine.
I mean, I'm begging them. I mean, for the love of God, please. At the very least, I mean, this, okay, let's look at this logically. It's experimental vaccine. Okay, you agree? Everybody, you know, everybody, I get, yes, okay. It's new, right? Yes. It's new, right, Kev?
Who tried it?
Right.
Some ferrets tried it, and they all died.
Yeah, exactly. So I get that's where I hit them up. I say, you know, if for nothing else, okay, maybe everything I said about the DNA and this and that, maybe that's all wrong. But you believe it's new and experimental. It's the first RNA vaccine of its type on the population. Why wouldn't you at least wait 6 months? Wait a year. Just wait a year.
Test it on animals.
Just see. I mean, you watch TV late at night. I mean, yeah, you take what's that the stuff now for your heart, the Zactin. What's the stuff?
I don't know.
It's got a Z in
it.
Well, I don't either, but it's these lawyers, they come on with about a drug, Vioxx, yeah, but there was a Vioxx, but there was another one. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
They all say the same.
Right. Every week, there's a new drug on TV that some lawyer is trying to tell you, did you take this and your toe turns purple? Well, call us.
Yeah, and 500 things below it.
Yeah.
If you have this, and this, you may be entitled to a substantial reward.
Yeah. Do you have trouble with anal seepage?
Yes.
Then you call me. You know, you take a pill for a headache and you got trouble with anal seepage? Well, call me. But the point I'm getting at, I don't even have to appeal to the conspiracy side. I just appeal to the just logic side. Hey, wouldn't you just want to wait and see here, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm nowhere near it.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, wouldn't you just want to take a pause for a second? Yep.
And they hid that faction that they did it on the ferrets, and all the ferrets died in that.
We get very little real information.
Yeah, they didn't tell us about that. I'm sure if they told us about that, a lot of people wouldn't take the vaccine.
Well, I tell you what made a lot of people pause was that nurse on TV passing out.
Oh, yeah, man. And I
Where is she? Tiffany Dover.
Where is she?
Oh,
I'm not saying.
Haven't heard him a lick about her.
I don't know if she's dead.
I don't know
if she is or isn't, but where is she?
Well, you would think if she was alive, she'd let people know, I'm fine.
She's talking on Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
Whatever. Another important point about this is the stuff they put in the, what's the stuff in it? Lucifer. What is that?
Luciferase, yes.
Talk about that. Did you talk to your doctor about that? What is that? Tell our audience about that.
Well, here it is in a dictionary. Luciferase is an enzyme that catalyzes, means it activates, the oxidation of luciferin. And luciferin, right underneath it in the dictionary, is a pigment in luminescent organisms that furnishes practically heatless light in undergoing oxidation. So you've got the oxidizer and you've got the thing that produces light. Lucifer is an angel of light. They named this stuff after him, and it's in the vaccine. Okay.
Yeah, it lights up the jellyfish.
It lights up your body. I remember years ago, while these things stick out in my memory, I don't know, the Japanese took a gene from a jellyfish, put it in a pig embryo, and when he was born, he glowed. This was a long time ago, because this is a 1962 dictionary. I read those definitions out of. So, now where does this stuff locate? Nobody knows. Is it going to be in your hand or your forehead, or is it going to be all over you?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Wow.
Could that be the mark of the beast? You glow?
What, Tim, do you have any We got other callers. I'm so glad that you called. Is there any, do you have a feeling about what just happened in the past couple of days here at the Capitol and all that and just the election?
I still have hope Trump is going to do what he needs to do. If it's his last option, gosh darn it, do it.
Do it. That's what I'm doing. Do it. Stand up and declare it.
Well, I think America will stand with him. So America will stand with him.
Absolutely.
Hey,
I think they
all
will.
All we have to see is the enemy. America's ready to go. Yeah. But look, one more point before we get off of here.
Sure.
All these reactions from people that have had the vaccine.
Yeah.
It may be short-lived. It may be longer. It may be deadly. Bible talks about those that take the mark have a grievous sore. We're all a little bit different. The grievous sore may come and go. It may just be once. But it's going to have an effect. And a reaction to that vaccine
could last
may be
forever.
With you for eternity. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the other thing, you talk about changing DNA. Why is DNA so important to God and Lucifer? I mean, it's real. I mean, God went out of his way to get Jesus.
Make us special.
Yeah. there's a certain
That's right.
thing
We're
about
his
man.
Image.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're his image. Why wouldn't Lucifer want to destroy that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bingo. And they've done research on what's called the God gene, your connection to higher power, your connection to universal spirituality. I mean, you can, you know, they're basically saying in a scientific term, this is your connection to the divine, your connection to God, you know, more or less is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. They've identified that, or what they think they've identified in people, and they feel like they can extinguish it too.
They've already have.
So if you're going to change
people. Do it themselves.
Right. So if you're going to change the DNA and turn these people into basically, they say, oh, people will be super intelligent, they'll have Google in their head and whatever, but they'll be automatons. They won't have any natural affection. They won't have any connection to the divine. Mm-hmm. They won't have a connection to creation. This is a very real thing. And half of this is not theory anymore. Tim has already laid it out. This is absolutely what's going on. The other half, you can speculate, but if you put the dots together, it's not hard to come to the conclusion that that's what's going on here. At least enough to be concerned about.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've broaden your field of view a little bit, and there it is. It's right there in the Bible.
There's a whole bunch of people that came out of taking vaccines and said, I don't feel that.
I don't feel the same.
I don't feel the same about my family. I don't
feel disconnected.
Disconnected to God and my family. That's already been.
They
out.
Said that in
they
the in the test.
That.
We did that story. We did. Yes. We said it several times. In the very test, that's what they said. Some of the first trials, they asked them how they felt. They felt disconnected. They didn't feel right. They felt separated from
their family.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is gone because, hey, you broke the rule.
Yeah.
Well, you separated yourself.
Follow God's plan.
Yeah, that gene is gone.
You have a connection to God. God has implanted a connection. Why are you different from a dog or different from a cow or different? Creation is inside you. God is inside you, and you have a direct connection there. That's what makes why is mankind special? Why does all the universe want to control and manipulate mankind? Because all the power is in mankind.
It's in man.
It's been placed here by God.
We got it. Let's use it.
We got it. They want to squelch it or they want to control it.
Right.
They want to stop it or control it.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other.
Fear is the biggest thing that controls everything.
Thank you so much, Tim, for the call. Great call. We got other callers. We got Alex, you're on hold. Winnie in Ohio.
Hello,
Let's talk to Winnie.
Hey, Winnie!
Winnie, welcome back to the Power Hour. You're live.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Winnie!
Hello, Uncle Kevin. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm great. How about you?
Fine. It's another great day in America.
It is.
Yes. Yes. You know, what we got to do. God always answers prayer. He always answers prayer. And what we've got to do now, we've got to pray harder. We've just got to pray harder. And you got to pray for those that maybe you don't want to pray for. Listen, we need to pray for Nancy Pelosi. We need to pray for the Bidens. We need to pray for those people. We need to pray for those people that they see what's going on and they see the light. They need to see God. They need to get God in their lives. They've got to see that. They've got to get God in their lives. And as hard as that may seem, that's what we got to do.
How are you doing? What's been going through your mind the past couple of days?
Is that what's been going through your mind, or something else? I really felt so bad for the president. You know, I felt
everybody did. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I felt bad. I felt like it shouldn't end like this. You know, I don't think it should end like this for him.
Well, they're trying to disgrace him.
Yeah.
They're trying to disgrace him so he can never do anything.
That impeachment thing is like off the wall.
We got 12 days left. We got 12 days left. He can even lay the hammer down on it. Let's pray that he does.
Yeah. We need to pray. Just keep praying, people. Just keep praying. Be a praying people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our people are praying people, yes.
Yes, they are. It's very good to talk to you. Is there anything else on your mind? We got a couple other calls.
No, you just go to your other people. Just God bless everybody. God bless America. And God bless President Trump.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Winnie.
Take care.
God bless you. Winnie was the one who sparked the fasting and prayer at the show.
Yes.
I mean, that was fantastic. Yeah. And
we'll have to do it again.
We know that God is going to be with, no matter what, God is with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
No matter what, God is with you. And you have to have comfort in that, no matter what happens. I don't know what's going to happen, but you got to have comfort in that. And we're about to go on a break. Alex, we'll bring Alex on and then we'll hold over. Alex, you're live on the air on the Power Hour. Welcome.
Yeah, hello. I just got a question. I'm going to hang up and listen for an answer. I would like to go to Europe. I have to visit my family. And I think I'm going to be required to get some kind of vaccine, I guess.
Oh, wow.
How to protect myself from this damage? Is there any way we can protect ourselves from the damage, for future damage after I get this vaccine?
Okay, hold on there. Alex, don't go anywhere. Can you hold on?
Yeah, of course. So, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hold on. We're coming to a break. If you can hold, just hold. Do not go anywhere. I want to talk to you more about this. Very important question.
Yes, it is a very important.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I love that bass line. That puts a smile on my face. Find things, you know, I've noticed, you know, try to find things that make you happy. Surround yourself with things that make you happy, especially right now. I mean, even little things like that or different art things or whatever. Invest your money in things that make you happy. You know, health, whatever, the Power Mall, that's part of it. Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you, Alex, I is Alex still there? Alex,
yes,
you
sir.
Still there?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, Hang on 1 second. I want to tell this story real quick before I get to your very important call. One of my relatives, I told you yesterday, I think. Everything's happening so fast. I apologize. I think it was yesterday. And I made this point, and I want to make this again to you. One of my relatives got very sick. COVID, whatever. She tested positive, whatever. I don't even know what COVID is. I don't even know what to make of it, but she's definitely got sick. I talked to all my people, you know, Dr. Group is probably Dr. Tenpenny, two of the foremost on cutting edge on what's going on, Sherry Rogers. I got a protocol from Dr. Group. Now, she's my relative. I've talked to her. I've convinced her to take heart drops. She's done very well, certain things. So she's been open to natural things. See, it's been a long process of me working with her and trying to get her to accept these things. She's seen results. Her blood pressure has went down. So she said, okay, I can see success here. She got really sick. I mean, really knocked her down. My cousin, which is her daughter, was taking care of her. She's talking to the doctor. She's talking to the what have you. And the doctor's prescribing her all the wrong things. I'm talking to doctor, you know, some of these doctors are like, oh my God, she follows a doctor. Basically, she's going to be in a hospital and then a ventilator if she keeps listening to these people. She got on the protocol. She had a lot of things, like some of the vitamin C, D, some power silver, oregano. She had some things because I've considered, you know, no matter what, you got to have some oregano. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to have oregano in your house. That's my opinion. Let me say it again, as strongly as I can say it. You have to have oregano in your house. And I would say vitamin D too, because your body is not getting over any infection unless you have vitamin D. I mean, that is bare minimum. So anyway, she did have a few things she started on. She started doing the protocol and cycling through. The doctor prescribed her steroids. I talked to some of our doctors here, Power Hour doctors. They said, that's the wrong steroid. You get her on that steroid. She does on that. Those are the people who are dying. I'm like, my God. So I'm going, anyway, what's the point of this whole discussion? Kate, she lives halfway across the country. I mean, unless I get in a car and drive hours out there, I got to ship it. It's 2 day, even overnight. I could have overnighted a 2 day, whatever. It's a pain. She needs it now. And she needs it now. She's doing better. If she wouldn't have had that oregano and that vitamin D and some of those other things, where would she be right now? It got it to where she held on and she got some good information and good advice. I'm not a doctor, but you know all the things. My personal opinion, if I wouldn't have had any input in her, the Power Hour doctors, she would have been in the hospital and she'd probably be close to the damn ventilator right now. She needed it right then. She did have a little bit and that helped her hold on to we could get her some of the other stuff and other protocol. I've said this, I don't know how many times. Please, you have to have it before you need it. If I wouldn't have insisted, if I wouldn't have been a pain in the neck and wouldn't have take no for an answer and basically forced heart drops on her. Heart drops was the gateway.
It was. Yep.
I got heart drops in her. She saw success.
Yep.
Then I said, you have to have oregano, some vitamin D, a couple other things. I sent her some power silver. She had that in her house.
Silver's wonderful.
If she wouldn't have had that, there is no telling where she would be today. But she had to already have had it. And then we sent her the other stuff, the other, you know, protocols, you know, all the other, you know, we're catching up to her. She's doing better. This show is about power and about empowering you and about you being free and healthy. I don't make money off selling these things. This show, our voice is here because you buy them from us. You buy them for the good guys. Everything Joyce said, please learn from my family's experience. You must have these things in your possession before you need them. That goes with food storage. That goes with water filters. That goes for, you know, all the other great heart drops. You need heart. I mean, you're over 40. You need heart drops.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't have a problem with it, but I was so convinced from all the stories that I heard from Wayne and you and everybody else who was on that this is a must. This is a must for anybody over 40.
I had no crease in my ear.
Yeah.
No crease in my ear relatively, or I thought no problems. I started taking heart drops, and it changed my breathing. It changed my life. I felt the release in my heart or in my chest cavity. I felt the more oxygen. I knew. Thank God I took those heart drops.
Basically, the same thing happened to me. I was just taking a little bit because I didn't have any problems. And Wayne goes to me, did you ever feel that rush of air into your lungs and be able to do more? I said, no. He goes, well, how much are you taking? And I just said, you know.
A little maintenance dose.
Yeah, a maintenance dose. And he says, no.
Pound it.
You start pounding it for the next thing. 3 weeks later, I go, oh, my gosh, I know exactly what he's talking about now.
Did you feel like, it's almost like you feel like a release in your chest?
And I went from going to doing my push-ups. I've doubled in my push-ups from what I could do before.
Wow. I'm telling you all this because we care about you.
Yes.
You may not be able to be at the Capitol and storm the Capitol or not storm the Capitol or try to calm everything down at the Capitol. You can take charge of your health.
That's right.
And if you have a problem paying for things or you have a real problem, especially veterans, you please call us. We'll make a way for you. You must have these things. They will save your life. We have seen it over and over and over again.
Yes.
You have to have them before you need them. There you go. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Alex, that went a little longer than I thought. I hope you're still there. Alex, you still there?
No big deal. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, repeat your question for everybody coming off the break. I think it's a very important question.
Well, I need to visit my family in Europe, and I will be required to get some kind of
vaccination for this corona, and I wonder what I can do to protect myself from future trouble. You know, well, I don't hear anything good about it.
Well, here's what I'll say. Here's what some people have done. Here's, of course, some people have done. I would not recommend this, but some people have found, there are people, doctors, who will sign a note for you that you've done
That's
it.
Right.
Whether you've done, I would not recommend that, but some people have boy, that is terrible. Those dirty people, I can't believe people would do
and
something
it,
like
and
that.
It might,
some people have found people to do that, but I would not do that. No matter what, I would never do that, Alex.
And it might cost you a few $100s. And that's about the only thing we can say.
As far as the vaccine itself, it changes your DNA.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. See, it's very difficult. I understand your family, and I understand, you know, especially, I don't know how old you are. If you're older, you're thinking, well, I mean, I got to see my family. I'm old. I mean, uh-huh. I don't care what it does to me. I'm very concerned. I'm never getting it. That's me. You want my opinion. There are things you can do, obviously, in a regular vaccine, quercetin, things like that. But this is a whole new ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know what to tell you. We've had guests on like Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Group. It changes your DNA. And just what Tim said. It's got the luciferase in it, the jellyfish, the light in it that's going. I don't know what's going to do. I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know what it's going to make you susceptible to in the future. So you take it, and so now 6 months later, that something else is released, and now your body's susceptible, and bam. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
It is not a vaccine as you think about a vaccine. Oh, well, you know, you remember the good old days when it just had, it just has aluminum and mercury in it.
And cancer virus.
And cancer viruses. You remember those good old days?
SV40.
Yeah.
SV40. Look it up. Cancer virus in it. 99 million people were affected by it.
I just got a text from a listener. This is not a real vaccination. It's eugenics. So,
if you're going to get it, build up your body is.
I'm not even saying that. I will not say that. I'm not even going to say that. I don't know. Alex, I don't know.
And how about, if I may ask about that Russian vaccine, that Sputnik 5, they say in a Mexico order, supposed like 40 million of doses of that vaccine. Have you heard about that?
No,
yes,
no.
Yes, of course I've heard about it. I don't know. When Sherry Tenpenny comes back on, she'll come back on. It won't be too long. Make sure you're listening, and I'll ask her all these questions. This is a great, and if you're listening, please call in when she's here, and I'll have you ask her directly. She'd be a much better person to ask. Research is coming in, thoughts are coming in, you know, as we speak on this. It's very new. So that, to answer your question, that's all I can give you right now. But whatever whatever you do, don't find a doctor or somebody that will fill out those forms for you. Don't, I mean, God, who the hell would ever do that?
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you very much again, guys.
God bless you, Alex. And good luck with your family.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Be well.
Yeah, and maybe you can get your family over here. I mean, it's time to start thinking about these things and getting your family together, ladies and gentlemen. We had Jonathan and Christine, I think. Jonathan in Florida, you're live on the air. Jonathan in Florida. Jonathan, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you. Yeah, welcome to the Power Hour.
Oh, good, 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 yeah. Yeah, thank you so much. I just want to thank you first for the program because you give so many people so much information that needs to be heard by all. And so I always turn people on to it. And I've been at this game for 25, maybe 30 years plus. So everybody you have on, everything you're talking about, I can verify the heart drops, all of it. I mean, you're spot on the money. Start there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
wow. The check's in the mail. Thank you, Jonathan.
No,
heart drops
like that.
Are in the mail.
That would be good. I'll take those. That would be a nice gift. But, you know, you bring up an interesting point. There was a caller, I guess, two calls back. You were talking about, I don't know if it was Moderna, which is interesting because that name, it says modified, you know, kind of like modified DNA, but the mRNA, right, right? When you modify this, if you take out the connection to God, if you modify the biology, you know, isn't it interesting that for the past 5 years, the whole theme has been around, what, zombies, right, the Walking Dead and all these themes?
Oh, yeah.
So what are you going to have if you have this modification into eternity? You're going to have people that have a godless soul, you know, kind of modified and the equivalent of a zombie, in a sense.
Yeah,
I don't know. If you want to look at it from a spiritual standpoint.
Have you seen these you know, these sci-fi movies in the future where it's trans, you can see it's transhumanism, where they're not really human, but they're not really quite robots. They're kind of somewhere in between. It's like they have their consciousness. You know, I kind of envision it like that. They have a soulless kind of deadness to them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because in a lot of circles, you know, people are starting to talk. I'll tell you the words that are getting injected because I not only go to the conspiracy sites, but I'm seeing it in the mainstream. And people are using terms like NPC, which was derived from video games. It stands for non-player characters. Other people are using verbiage such as soulless bodies or like, you know, there's people here that are just not connected to divinity. And in the New Age and the other movements, they're calling it like, well, they're new souls, they're calling them. They're using all this terminology to try to define why these humans are so disconnected from themselves and from God. But I know what you're saying in terms of transhumanism. They've been, you know, injecting it again for how many years since sci-fi began, right? And first it was just androids. If you go back to, like, Westworld and stuff, you know, humanoids that look so real and so on and so forth. And then they progressed it to cybernetics, right, and biology, like Johnny Mnemonic with, what's his name, Keanu Reeves. He's been in an interesting series, right? But remember that when he had the hard drive in his brain and he could transport
data? Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Right, and back then 120 megabytes was a lot. He goes, I can only carry 120. I was like, I can carry that on a USB stick, pal. But,
yeah, a little one.
Yeah, then you had the Borg as early as, I think, 92, with the new, you know, integrations of Star Trek. But before that, you had other androids. So, yeah, they've been pushing that narrative for a long time and getting people ready. Augmentation, I think, is the word for it. And, of course, they've always sell the benefit of it, like Google Glass and other enhancements to, you know, make our lives better. But there was also another movie with Justin Timberlake, and it was called In Time, I believe.
Time Out. Time
All your
out.
Credits were on your arm.
Time Out. I think it was Time Out.
Time Out.
Wasn't it Time Out?
I said In Time or Time Out. Yeah.
Something like that. That was a good movie, but it was, that was a good movie. If anybody watched that, that's very interesting. Tell everybody about that.
Well, what's interesting about it, now he had his time on his arm, which represented the amount of credit that you had. So basically, I hate to say it this way, excuse the phrase from Henry Kissinger, what makes you the difference between a useless eater and someone, you know, of the elite status? But in this case, if you were a truly useless eater, they had a solution. You would automatically die when you reach zero. And so, sometimes think of this current digital currency craze with crypto and everything like that, and it's not too far off. Now, whether they're going to tie that into the DNA and everything else, you know, who's to say, right?
Well, they already did. What's his name already did? Bill Gates. Bill Gates already, he got the patent so that, you know, you exercise, it's connected to your body, to your DNA, and then you build up credits, and then you get sent cryptocurrencies if you exercise, tries as an incentive, almost like a dog, like Pavlov's dog. Yeah. So you're connected to your DNA. He already has that patent.
Yeah. And Logan's
Run. Well, it's funny you say that
Logan's Run early in the 70s. When if you turn, you had a little ruby in your palm, and when you reached 30 years old, they sent a Terminator after you.
Yeah, but they went to Jubilee, and they, not Jubilee, what did they call it? Carousel, and they got regenerated, they thought.
Sure they did.
There was another series that came out called Black Mirror, and I don't know if you're familiar with it. It came out with a bunch of different actors and people who got a chance to direct or produce their own sci-fi little clip. And there were two of them that were really, really powerful out of all of them. One, which you just said, where you had to exercise in order to gain credit to be able to live in society. And another one was about social scores. And I think that was Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter. And in it, she had a social score, and basically her social score got diminished. And little by little, she eroded and lost all her rights of her place in society, everything she had built up in her status. And again, let me ask you this. Now, I know what the Bible says, and I believe it, okay, about the future of the world, and it's not going to come to peace until the King of Peace comes here. But why all this dystopian future? If actors and actresses and directors and everybody has the ability with all this money to make beautiful visions of the future, why do they keep pushing the dystopic narrative? This sad.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Are you asking me? I mean, I can give you my opinion if you're asking me. Or
are these
rhetorical? These are.
I know I talked too much. Sorry.
No, this is a great call. And Christina, hang on. And also, ladies and gentlemen, let me say, just got a text from a cat that is Charlotte. Excuse me, Charlotte canceled. She's not feeling well. She's up there. And so Charlotte had to cancel today. So keep your calls coming. You want to call in? Please keep your calls. 844-769-2944. This is fun. It's great to hear from you. So Christina, just keep hanging there. These are Luciferians. You know, people say, well, they're immoral. No. They're very moral. They have a morality that's different than you. It's not a true morality, but they have a different morality. They have a Luciferian morality. In the entertainment industry, the music industry, you know, you heard things like, Mariah Carey's, sister come out and talk about all the satanic rituals that Mariah was involved in from the beginning. It becomes generational. Whitney Houston, you've heard some people talk about that. Her aunt, Dionne Warwick, you know, these are things that have been said. I'm not revealing anything. I mean, this is in the public. This was like TMZ was talking about Mariah Carey.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's when she went nuts on Total Request Live, TRL, with Carson Daly. Remember, she went nuts. She has all the butterflies, the monarch training, all that. These are a lot of these are generational Luciferian talents. And in the entertainment industry, if you don't get certain places unless you do certain things, and it may be as innocent as, you know, you're just in a compromised position and you got to get a record contract and if you don't know somebody or connected, you know, if you want to get a record contract, you just got to do compromising things sexually or what have you as, you know, I say innocent. That's not innocent, but as innocent, that's like the entry level. And then it goes up from there. And then you have situations where, the report about Justin Bieber.
What a hero. He got a world
supposedly.
Tour.
Yes. Where did we hit? That was reported.
That
allegedly.
Was reported. Yeah.
Allegedly it was reported.
He just got that world tour that they were, a big, huge world tour he was going on. And they were having a party, send-off parties for him at, I don't know where it was. And somebody goes up to him and brings him a little child and says, okay, Justin, you got to go in that room over there and have sex with this kid and kill him after you're done. And he goes, what? And he goes, no, I'm not messing around. You got to take that kid.
For family show.
Yeah.
You got to go do this with this kid.
Yeah, and then kill him after you're done or you're not getting your world tour. So he said, I'm out of here. I ain't doing that.
Wow.
And thank God for him. Thank God.
And then to add a point to it, a couple days later, his tour was canceled.
Canceled.
So I'm giving you an overview. I mean, we've had guests on here talk about this. This is a Luciferian agenda. They literally have taken over the entertainment, you know, the control mechanisms of this and presenting image. That's why Hollywood is presenting, you know, the transhumanist future, the dystopian future. That's why, because they know it and they know where they want to go. They think it's for the greater good. What have I told you about socialism and the Declaration of Independence? Why have I screamed about this with every ounce that I have? There are very few. Here is the one thing that you get on this show that you don't get, besides the variety of the great guests. The one thing you get on this show that I can provide to you that almost nobody else is that connection and understanding of this. Socialism is Satanism because in the beginning or whatever, at one point, Satan had a plan. I'm going to save everybody. I'll make you happy if you do what I say. You just do what I say for the greater good. You give your will and your dominion to me. I will make you happy. I will save everybody. This is socialism. Socialism is for the greater good. You sacrifice your will, your energy, what God has endowed you with. You give it over to me for the greater good and everybody will be happy. I will make you happy. This is Satanism. The opposite is the Declaration of Independence. And I get emails. I'll keep saying it. I don't care. The second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence is as important as most of your Bible. It's akin to it. If that offends you, then be offended. You don't understand it. It is divine beyond divine. Of all the writings out there, it should be the top of your list of writings. It is the greatest moment from 1776 backwards to the Bible times, to the Savior, the apostles. It is the greatest thing ever written in the English language. I don't know all the other language. I would dare say any language. It is the most important sentence ever written in almost two millennium. Why? Because it lays out the counter to the Luciferian socialist plan. The counter is, we hold these truths, the truth shall set you free. All men are endowed by the Creator equal with certain unalienable rights, that you are an individual, you have been given dominion, and so this is an attack on that dominion. The Bible says it. The dominion has been placed to mankind. What does Lucifer want to do? I want your dominion. Why do all that? They have all this money, all this power. Why do they hunger and instead of creating beauty, creating opportunity, creating let that divinity just blossom and creation go forever? Why? Because they are freaking Luciferians and they want to destroy it all and bring everybody into that pan and that will of Lucifer and have you give your dominion, your love, your creativity, your hope, your future over to this greater, quote, good system that they have for them. That's why.
Bingo.
I can't find fault with that, brother. You're spot on, 100%. Maybe 101.
Well,
I gotta say one last thing, if I may.
Sure.
Pulling away from the movie, and everything you said was spot on, and I'm at this game. I'm old hat, I promise you. I'll send you guys an email, and I'll fill you in on who I am exactly. But the thing is this current thing with going to the Capitol, I almost went to D.C., for this event. I got a little nervous because I don't know about if you saw the news leading up to about a week up to it. They were talking about Iran, right, and them wanting to go after Trump and all this other stuff. I was a little bit fearful that, you know, this could have been a precursor to another 9/11 type attack, you know, with so many good people in D.C. Sorry, there's the music.
No, go hold over.
Hold on,
and
yeah.
Christina, hold over. I mean, if you can hold.
Yeah, do it.
This is a great
yes,
call.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm getting texts. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, so good to be with you. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. A lot going on.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.